The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Hartley Bay has just celebrated the grand opening of their new community kitchen with the Prince Rupert Port Authority. The Gitgat Nation received funding from the Port Authority through their Community Investment Fund. Manager of Community Relations for the Port Authority, Brittany Pedersen, explained how they came to work with the Gitgat Nation.
The Gitgat community actually came to us with this project, saying that it was a priority for their community. So we were happy to work with them to understand how the Community Investment Fund might be able to support this project. And we felt it was a good fit as it focused on food security, sustainability, cultural education, and knowledge transfer for their community members.
Band manager for the Gitgat Nation in Hartley Bay, Teresa Robinson, explained how the upgrades to the kitchen are meant to help provide a space for cultural practices.
Right now we're going into hunting season. So we have a couple of families who came home with their harvesting last weekend, and the space is nice enough and easy to clean for them to work on large quantities. And we have a large freezer where we hope to freeze things, and then they can pack it home once it's all frozen. There's also a dehydrator in the setup. There's also vacuoline options and preserving kettles, so prepared for any quantity of a family who needs the space to work in.
Robinson described why it was important that the community was able to gather with members of the Port Authority to celebrate the new upgrades.
Since we finished the kitchen, we've been trying to coordinate some sort of opening or an event where the port can come into Hartley Bay. So we've tried a couple of times, then the community shut down. So now we are officially, when they came to visit a couple of weeks ago, we're able to have a community gathering. Everyone enjoyed. It was a small space. It's a small space in the lobby where we set up tables and stuff. And so we were pretty pleased to be able to get together. And we haven't been able to have an event like that for a long time, where we can get together and have hamburgers and enjoy each other's company.
Robinson says that the application process for the fund was simple and explained a plan that they currently have in the works for another community space.
We're on the waterfront. Our next proposal, which they're intrigued and want to know more, is a community smokehouse, one where you're also doing sort of like preserving and butchering and cutting up of your harvest and properly pressure cooking it, properly freeze drying it, and all of that in one location, but also having the ability to smoke and to use like a smokehouse setting. Some families have smokehouses here, but not one in a community scale where you can do larger quantities.
In total, the Port Authority provided over $78,000 for the upgrades to the kitchen. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.